Hello, and welcome to show number 2445 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
That is also a story that we have heard from a lot of our users. They have to rely on their friends and family members to help them order things on Amazon. And with InnoSearch, actually, it makes it a lot easier for them to navigate and to make the orders by themselves.
But that won't be a problem anymore. Just listen to this show.
Discover how InnoSearch AI is revolutionizing online shopping for the visually impaired. We'll talk with Patrick Long and Brian Fung, co-founders of InnoSearch AI, about their artificial intelligence-powered platform designed to make shopping easier and more accessible with a simplified interface and the ability to ask questions of the AI. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Patrick Long.
If you're ever writing an email or doing something in text, you want a quick proofread, you can go to Gemini, Google's product, put in your text, and then type proofread it for me. And the AI does a really great job in catching whatever grammar errors and helps you rewrite, you know, if there needs to be rewriting. Something that's more concise and to the point. It's just an interesting application of AI.
Now, that is a terrific suggestion because I can always tell whether Pete has typed or dictated a message that he's sending because even though he always makes sure to read it back, he's reading it back in audio and frequently the speech input, the speech recognition has made some ridiculous mistake that Gemini, using your suggestion, would catch, but the speech output is pronouncing it close enough to what he meant that he assumes it's right.
Yeah, exactly. You could just copy and paste that into the Gemini chat window and for something more formal. You know, that you want to make sure it's written correctly and concisely. Yeah, have it spit it out back at you that's, you know, ready to send.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Glidance, pioneers of Glide, an intelligent guide for the blind and low vision community. Glide's AI-powered technology guides you around obstacles, hazards, and more, providing audio and haptic feedback, getting you where you need to go safely and independently. More information is at glidance.io/eyes. That's glidance.io/EYES.
And by
Access Information News, the week's news in Access Information, a free weekly email newsletter and online resource for current news and trends in Access Information. More information, including how to subscribe, is available at accessinformationnews.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Patrick and Brian.
We have two guests with us today from a very innovative company, and I thought we could start out by having you introduce yourself, Patrick, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Patrick Long. I'm from InnoSearch AI. InnoSearch AI is a company building incredibly accessible experiences. Right now, we're innovating, building an e-commerce platform focused on making online shopping incredibly easy and enjoyable, especially those with internet access challenge like blind and low vision users. If you go to InnoSearch.ai, you can find millions of products and deals on our site, and it's super accessible. It works seamlessly with all the most popular screen reader technologies. Anybody today who finds e-commerce too complicated can easily navigate and use InnoSearch to shop online effortlessly.
And our second guest is Brian. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Brian, and who you are?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I'm Brian Vuong. Together with Patrick, I am a co-founder of InnoSearch AI. So I have been working in the tech industry for many, many years, including Google, Facebook, and Walmart e-commerce. I got my PhD in machine learning, and I have a big passion in doing machine learning and artificial intelligence. And recently, then I met Patrick, and we figured out that we have the big passion in building a good product for the community. Together, we developed InnoSearch. That is the e-commerce platform that is accessible and designed specifically for the blind and visually impaired people.
Most developers don't intrinsically think, oh, I'm going to develop a product for people with visual impairments. Does either of you have a specific reason why you might have been interested or even aware of that as a possible product?
Yeah, so when we first started, actually, the product was more general purpose. Initially, when we first started, it was just a shopping assistant for everybody. But after we had first launched and got some feedback from some early customers, we realized that those with the visual impairment found us incredibly useful. Like, you know, from a lot of user feedback, we found that it was night and day for them. And then we continued to speak with them and learn that using AI, using this shopping assistant, to really streamline the process, removing a lot of the ads and noise from a shopping experience really adds value and gives them independence as they use the internet.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is InnoSearch AI, an artificial intelligence-powered platform designed to make shopping easier and more accessible with a simplified interface and the ability to ask questions of the AI.
Well, in the introduction, you guys talked about InnoSearch and gave us a quick preview of what it does. And I must say, you talked a little bit about removing the clutter and making it easy for people who are visually impaired using a screen reader. It really is a creative product. What gave you the initial idea to do this?
So we just started out by exploring the applications of AI. Because we have a big passion in building products and in AI. And then we figured out that using AI to help people with difficulty accessing the internet is actually a big area that can bring a lot of values for people. And we figure out that if we can simplify the content of the web page, removing all the clutters, removing all the ads, then AI and both people can easily interact and can make the shopping experience a lot easier and a lot better.
You know, I must say, as a person myself who uses a screen reader, I go to sites like Amazon and Target, and although I can do the shopping and search for products, as you say, there's so much information on the page, and when you read with a screen reader, you can't easily scan to certain sections. You have to read everything that's there or arrow down line by line. So I was so pleased to see the very clean interface. If I'm searching for a product, just the products come up with a very quick and short and brief description. And I must say, sometimes people talk about universal design, and I've noticed that often systems and UIs that work well for me are often more pleasurable for people who are sighted.
Yeah, I think the internet today is primarily designed for sighted individuals, right? When you go to any popular website, there's typically a lot of images, a lot of interesting designs, but it's only for people who can see well and can navigate, you know, the complicated user experience. I think designing for folks with disabilities hasn't really been explored too much, and that's sort of the white space we're going after.
Can you explain how it would work for somebody wanting to do a search with InnoSearch?
It is pretty simple. So first, just head to InnoSearch.ai. And then there's a search bar that you can enter any keywords of the product that you are looking for. And after clicking on the search button, then we will show you the list of products in a very clean and simple interface. No clutter, no ads, no extra navigation. Just the list of products that you can look at and to select. And then you go to each product detail and add them to cart and then check out. Everything is simplified and removing like all the redundancies.
So you check out directly through InnoSearch, or does it send you to the originator's website where you purchase the item from them?
You purchase directly on InnoSearch. And in the back end, then we have a team who will fulfill the order with the retailers like Amazon or Walmart.
And I believe that you offer the same return policies and customer satisfaction policies that the distributors with whom you do business do, right?
Yes, we do. So we provide all the free shipping, free return, and all the communications as if the order is placed directly at the distributor.
So it really is a pretty seamless experience. I don't have to go to Amazon or Target and go through all their clutter and nonsense. I can just go to InnoSearch, search for what I want, and buy what I want, and have the same customer satisfaction experience.
Exactly.
Who are the vendors with whom you connect? I know you do Amazon and Walmart and Best Buy, and I assume there are a few others.
We do Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, and Wayfair. And we also have the plan to extend to the 50 biggest e-commerce retailers in the U.S.
So this may be a silly question, but is this something that the vendors are happy that you're doing? Do you have some kind of handshake with them so that everybody ends up happy?
So the vendors actually benefit from us listing a lot of their products because they have more orders going through their platform. Right? So we see ourselves as a layer that sits on top of all the major retailers. We are the accessible experience, if you will. We route the orders directly to these retailers. And our end goal, right, is to help those who typically find it difficult to browse Amazon or Target or any major retailer, the ability to be independent and place their order and receive it in a timely fashion.
So in some sense, you're doing them a favor because you're doing some of the marketing and some of the sales and customer interaction things that need to get done.
Yeah, that's right. I think the big value add is that we allow their site to be easily accessible because we know it's difficult for them sometimes to have a very accessible experience since they're optimizing their website for the sighted individual and to maximize their revenue. So on our end, we're actually helping them access a new demographic, right? The demographic who's might not be sighted and uses a screen reader. So we optimize for that. So they actually get to access a new audience through our platforms.
See, my dad had his own special way of accessing Amazon. He recently passed away at the age of 99. And if he ever wanted something, he would just make a phone call. And he thought you could order on Amazon with a phone call. But what really happened was he would call his 95-year-old girlfriend who had figured out how to work the web. And he'd say, Ellen, I need some paper towels. And then she'd place the order for him. So it's more than just people with vision loss who have difficulty navigating some of these websites.
Yes, exactly. That is also a story that we have heard from a lot of our users. They have to rely on their friends and family members to help them order things on Amazon. And with InnoSearch, actually, it makes it a lot easier for them to navigate and to make the orders by themselves.
And I'm guessing the way you make your money is you must get a percentage of the sales because the cost to the customer is the same whether they buy it through your site or through Amazon or Walmart directly, correct?
Yes, there's a few percentage points of affiliate revenue. So that's our current way of making money. In the future, we may have other ways, but right now it's completely free to the end user. Will always be free in the sense that you can always purchase items at the best possible price. You know, the price you see on Amazon likely will be the price you see on InnoSearch. And we make some money on the back end with affiliate revenue.
Now, in the beginning of the interview, you talked about the AI tools you had involved. And the other thing I thought was very special about your site, besides being very screen reader friendly, was you had a little AI edit field at the bottom. So now often someone like myself who can't see these items on the screen, or maybe they want to know a little bit more details, they can enter some query into that text field and AI will answer their question, right? Tell me how that works.
Yes. So basically, we have built an AI assistant on the site so that the users can chat with it anytime and can ask any questions about the product, like what are the reviews about the product, what are the details of the product, or even can ask the AI to describe the images of the product for them. And it has been built in a way that it can communicate with the users in a natural language fashion. So the user may feel that they are talking to actually a person, not an AI.
That is extremely useful for someone who can't see the pictures on the screen or just easily want to ask some question about some of the details that might be on the screen. They don't want to have to read through the entire screen.
Yeah, totally. And you know what we've realized is a lot of the pages on Amazon or Walmart, you're looking for a you know, the weight of an item or the dimensions or a particular review, it can be very complicated to navigate, right? And it's actually hard to find the exact detail you're looking for. So with the AI chatbot, you know, just the natural language, like Brian said, like having a conversation with a customer service agent, you get exactly what you need. Yeah, and it's very seamless and convenient for the user.
Well, and as you say, even if the information is on the page, sometimes it isn't organized, so it's easy to determine what's going on with a screen reader. If someone doesn't properly format their tables so that they're readable with a screen reader in the right logical order, that can make it very difficult to decide which number is associated with which description, et cetera. But AI can usually sort that out for you.
Yes, that's true. And even for sighted people, the AI can also be very helpful. So for example, some products on Amazon, they have like thousands of reviews. It is impossible for someone to go over every review and to understand like what people are talking about the product. But they can simply ask the AI to summarize the reviews and to present the key takeaways. And that is another value that we see that the AI can be very helpful.
I can attest to that. I'm fully sighted and I use Amazon frequently. And you're right. You know, if you're looking at the reviews and there's hundreds or maybe even thousands of them, or you're looking for the weight of a product, and I know it's going to be there somewhere, but I also know it's pretty far down the screen. You know, there's just a lot of stuff you have to get through before you get to what it is you're looking for.
So how did you come up with the name InnoSearch, I-N-N-O? Is there some significance to that?
So the name came back to the time that we started to explore using AI to support with the e-commerce shopping. And because the way that we present the product and the way that we use AI to answer the questions, we believe that that is the new way for people to search for the product and to purchase the product. That's why we came up with the name InnoSearch, meaning innovative search.
So now you just have to keep being innovative so the name is still valid.
Yeah, that's totally right.
And how long have you been around? This is a relatively new service, and it sounds like you're expanding to more and more distributors.
The product officially launched for the blind and visually impaired community in June. And we're rapidly growing, adding new retailers, also expanding the feature set. So growing, you know, to things like travel, hotel bookings, There's some other features we're exploring with AI as well, like voice commands. So there's a long list of things we've been talking with our users, getting feedback, and working to make a better product for them.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to have some accessible hotel and travel booking sites? I just went through some of that, trying to look for hotels and airplane flights for our recent vacation, and what a nightmare that is. It is really difficult to try to follow some of those forms with a screen reader. That would be a nice thing.
Yes, we have heard a lot of similar feedback from the community, and that is our next focus. We are working around the clock to launch that feature, hopefully in the next 1 or 2 months.
As you may know, we pre-record all of these interviews, and since we conducted the interview with Patrick and Brian, we received the following announcement. InnoSearch AI has recently expanded our inventory to include over 500,000 online stores and more than 1 billion products. Our selection now surpasses that of Amazon, Walmart, and Target combined. Customers can discover nearly every item available online at InnoSearch. Plus, we offer the best prices on the internet, along with free shipping, free returns, and no cost to use. So that's quite an achievement for a very young company. So how big is your team now? Is it just the two of you still?
No, we have a bigger team than that. So we have an engineering team who are based in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and a few other collaborators in the UK and India.
Wow, that must be fun trying to find a time to do a team meeting between all the different time zones.
Yeah, actually the perfect time is the more early morning, because that's a nice overlap between the United States, where Brian and I are based out of, and the folks in Vietnam. So there's a nice like 1 or 2 hour overlap that works well for everybody.
So as we talked about earlier, this is an ideal platform and interface for people using a screen reader who can't see what's on the screen, but it also works a lot better for people who are sighted because it's cleaner and easier for them also. And I'm curious if you have an idea of what fraction of your users are visually impaired versus being sighted.
So statistically, then in the US, there are about 6 to 7 million people who are blind or visually impaired on our platform. Then so far, then we have seen a lot of blind and visually impaired users. I would say the percentage could be around like 70%.
Wow.
Wow.
That's very impressive. So I guess you really do focus on that community. Have you had beta testers who are blind to help develop these tools and optimize it for their use?
Yeah, so we've done quite a few user studies with different organizations, nonprofits, that have tested our product and give us lots of detailed feedback. We also have a collaborator based out of India who's blind, and he's one of our engineers, actually. So we've been working very closely with the community to make sure what we're building really addresses their needs.
Well, that's good, because sometimes it's hard for sighted people to sort of anticipate the needs of someone who uses their systems in a different way. If some of your developers are blind, that is definitely an incentive to get it right for them.
That's right.
If some of our listeners are interested in providing input, are you still looking for people with vision loss to provide such input?
Yes, we do. Actively looking for the input from the community on like how we can improve and what features we should build next. So if anyone has any feedback or suggestions, please send it along the way. Our email is info@innosearch.ai. info@innosearch.ai.
And is there anything we missed that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, so one thing I would like to say is that we are expanding InnoSearch very quickly. So currently we are available in the US, but we are launching InnoSearch in Canada, the UK, and Australia very soon in the couple of places. And we are also adding travel and hotel booking to InnoSearch.
Well, I wish you good luck with that venture, and I look forward to seeing what you come up with for some of those solutions. That's a long-awaited solution that we'd like to see.
Absolutely.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about InnoSearch AI and how to contact them.
Well, if people want to try out InnoSearch to order some items or just look at your website and see how nice it is, where would you direct them?
So you can go to InnoSearch.ai. That's InnoSearch.ai. And for all new customers right now, we're giving $5 off orders of $20 or more. You can create an account and use the code OFF5, O-F-F-5, at checkout.
If somebody had a question or wanted to provide any suggestions, how would they reach you?
So there's a contact form on our website, but you could also just email us at info@InnoSearch.ai. We're always open to new ideas and different ways we can help the community. So every email we read, I would love to get your feedback.
So I understand that the service you're offering is basically the website, but do you have a social media presence as well?
Yes, we're on Twitter, or formerly Twitter, now X, at InnoSearch AI. We're also on Instagram at InnoSearch AI as well. We also have a Facebook and LinkedIn page, so you can see updates from our product there as well.
You talked about how you will be offering some new services soon, working with new distributors. How can people keep abreast of what is new? Should they just keep checking back at your website, or is there another way of being informed?
Yes, please follow us on our social media. We will post all the updates over there. We also have a blog page at blog.innosearch.ai, where we do all the new features announcements.
And you can find all of that information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2445. And if you use the links to InnoSearch on our website under the promotional items section, you'll be eligible for some discounts and also help support Eyes on Success.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Two Blind Brothers clothing line. Two Blind Brothers makes ultra-soft clothing from natural fibers for the sole purpose of funding blindness research and being part of finding a cure. We'll talk with brothers and founders, Brian and Bradford Manning, who are both blind, about how their company got started and what is special about their clothing line.
And they were fun to talk to, so we hope you'll join us again next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.